Good morning, everyone. Josh here, Soulpreneur Grind SG Daily number 27, question mark, March 28th. It's Thursday. This year is just flying by, folks. Make sure you're staying on top of your goals and everything like that, because, wow, at least for me, it's flying by. I want to make sure you're on track, you're hitting your goals, stuff like that. Quick shout out this morning. About a week ago on Instagram, I posted my morning routine. And I had a lovely follower because I asked what other people's were, and he commented saying that he included a cold shower in his morning routine, which really intrigued me. So I asked him about it. He highly recommended it. Anyways, I started them this week, Monday morning. Today's Thursday, so it's the fourth day, and they're terrible and great at the same time. But I'm actually really liking them overall. I find that once you kind of get used to it, you kind of embrace it. And you feel so awake afterwards. So shout out to Chris_Duffin88 on Instagram for that comment recommendation. Chris, a cheers with the J mug to you. Hope everyone's week is going well. Mine's going pretty well. I'm upping the podcast content. So trying to get more guests on, better guests on, so I can have some awesome content for you guys. Good stories with entrepreneurs. So keep an eye out for that. Other than that, really top of mind has been and continues to be this priority and time management type aspect of entrepreneurship. And I'm curious to hear how other people approach it and how they handle it. If you do have thoughts, especially because I talked about it, I believe, in episode 26 and maybe even 24. SG Daily 25 was a special episode, kind of more focused on me and more about me. But I'm trying to test a few day-to-day kind of how you get through the day type methods of working. So what I mean by that is there's things like the Pomodoro technique, which is you'll work 25 minutes on, 5 minutes off, or some people will double it and do, like, you know, 45 minutes on, 15 minutes off, or, you know, 50 minutes on, 10 minutes off. Some people kind of block it by activity. So they'll do, you know, I'm going to start activity one, and when I'm finished it, I'll take a break. So as usual, I'm curious about what works best and trying a few different ones. I actually like the Pomodoro technique. I found it really effective when I was studying, actually, in law school, because it's just, I need a routine. I need some type of foundation, and that was very routine-oriented, obviously. You can get little timers. Like, I had a Google Chrome extension that would just, I could click a button, 25 minutes starts. When it stops, it gives you a big notification on your screen, 5 minute break, get back to work. I find that was good. I find in at work, though, I'd rather do bigger blocks of time. I'd rather do the 45 on, 15 off, because it's just the nature of my work specifically. I can't get too much done in 25 minutes. Not to say that, oh, the work I'm doing is almighty, but for example, when I was studying, you know, you could easily cover like a chapter or two in 25 minutes and get the break, and things kind of line up well and it makes sense. And then you start a new chapter, or you finished, you know, a page or two before the next chapter, and it all makes sense. But in the type of work that I happen to do, typically takes me closer to like the 30 to 50 minute range to get a half decent task done. So I've been leaning more towards the like 45 on, 15 off. I have this little, I wish I could tell you guys I have a Chrome extension. It's called, it's called marinara, like the sauce. I don't know if you guys like marinara sauce, M-A-R-I-N-A. Really simple and easy to download Chrome extension. And you can actually customize the timer. So I'm going to do it a little bit longer, probably the 45 on, 10 off. And I'll report back with how that goes. Would love to hear about how you guys approach it, or if you're more of a freestyler. I went in and out with a few phases where I would just freestyle. I would just do work, go through my to-do list. The key is the to-do list, at least for me. If I don't have a to-do list, I'm lost. But I would just kind of go through the to-do list and then take a break, you know, quote unquote, when you feel like it. But the problem with that for me is that when you don't have it like kind of a system in place or a rule in place, then it becomes very arbitrary, and you can very quickly start taking, you know, you're checking your phone every 10 minutes. Oh, did I get any Instagram likes? Oh, did this person messaged me back on WhatsApp or whatever. So I'm not too fond of the freestyling method. Would love to hear if anyone has any tips, just like Chris did for the cold shower. That's why I'd love to keep this a two-way conversation. If you guys have any input or suggestions, please let me know. SGDaily27. Hope your week's going really well. That's it for today. Tomorrow, don't know what I'm going to talk about because I talk about what's top of mind each morning. These are all completely unscripted, to be honest, with the exception of looking up what Chris's full Instagram name was so I could give him that shout out. Completely unscripted. It's really just what am I thinking of and working on today. So I hope you enjoy it. If you do, make sure to subscribe either to the YouTube channel if you're watching on YouTube, podcast if you're listening on the podcast. A bunch more of this good content's going to come out, especially on the podcast, because I have some pretty cool guests lined up. So anyways, love to hear your feedback, and hope your week's going well. All the best.